Hey, 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 what's going on, Podcast Nation? It's Jason Harris here. We're at NADA 2024. I found this guy.
Hey, Scott, what's going on?
Good. Scott's with Serve Holding. And Scott, I'm so glad that we ran into each other.
Thanks. Right. Good to see you as well.
Good to see you, man. Yeah. You know, so here's what we've been doing. I've been kind of picking out, I would say, some of the smartest and brightest people kind of know, you know, kind of floating around here, you know, and we've been getting into some really cool conversations just about, you know, like what should dealerships really be kind of focusing on right now? You know, it's like, I mean, I always know we're always constantly saying like, hey, there's so much change going on. There's so much change going on. I feel like we've been saying that for like the last like 5 years.
Right? At least, or at least, not, right? Back when I had hair.
Yeah, last 20. Probably what I had here, you know, but we're always in this constant era of change.
Yeah,
you know, but I do think though, even though we're always in a constant era of change, there are certain things that we should be focusing on, and I want to grab you and kind of get your thoughts and opinions. What should dealerships be focusing on right now for this year?
Yeah, look, I think it's an interesting time, right? After COVID, it's been crazy. It's hard to know when you would say the last normal year had been in the industry. Right. Maybe 2019, but you're right that there's been this constant change, right?
Yep.
And there's a few things I think that we've got to have in mind as we're thinking about the industry. You know, one is the consolidation, right? Seems like every year more and more dealers kind of get gobbled up and so forth, right? And another is I think the relationship with the customer has changed. I think COVID created this change of around the digital experience and so forth that we had to get. And then EVs, you know, hot again, cold again. I don't know what next year is going to bring with EVs.
You know, I feel like everyone's going to split like right down the middle when it comes to that. I'm personally a fan. But that's okay. Not everybody is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you think or I think. It's what the consumer wants.
100%.
Right? At the end of the day, it is a place in the marketplace and it has some profound changes for us, right?
Yes.
The way cars get serviced and so forth. So as I look at it, say, you know, I think we're entering into a season of challenge. Right, is we got to be smart about the money that we spend. We got to keep spending, right? You can't make money unless you spend money, but we got to be smarter, right?
Yes. Smart spending,
right? And you look around here and there's a tremendous amount of people starting to use data in different ways. And I think the key is how do we think about data and technology to change our business, right?
Yes.
And I think historically, to be real blunt, we've been really poor at it.
You're 100% right. There's nothing wrong with saying that, right Scott?
Right?
I mean, you know, we have said for well over a decade that dealerships are sitting on a gold mine of data.
Yep.
But outside of that statement, it's never really been clearly defined.
Right.
And I feel like this is the era that we're in. It's going on, Billy. And that's kind of the era that we're in right now, right?
Yep. Yeah, no, so I think the part of the problem has been there's people who have come into this industry who understand tech, but don't understand dealers.
Yes.
And there's people who understand dealers, but don't understand tech.
That's true.
If I had to say the thing that I'm looking for and excited about is finding more and more people in this room who are starting to bridge that gap.
Yes.
Right? Who are starting to bridge and say, and what dealers have to be open for, you know, I used to joke when I was at Reynolds about how, you know, every dealer wanted to say, well, does your CRM follow my process? And so we were doing paving the proverbial cow path, right?
Yeah, right? I like that.
The other way I say it is that we were grafting a digital business onto an analog business.
Yeah, there was that marriage, I don't think, has really kind of been happening. It seems like there's been a courtship going on for some period of time. But even though I say that out loud, I'm seeing it more now. I think we're getting real close to kind of having that marriage.
I think so. You know, again, you know, maybe the AI stuff is a little bit inflated and everyone needs to have
a little
bit.
Come on, Scott. It's completely inflated.
Right?
Right?
But there is some truth beneath the surface of it. Even if it's not AI, it's data, it's analytics, it's
machine learning, right. It's automation.
One of the vendors I was talking to, and I'll let them remain nameless, they said, well, AI is really a philosophy, right? Which I thought was,
I don't remember it
sorry,
as a philosophy.
Sorry, I know I should be laughing. It's a philosophy, is it? Okay,
no,
I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, all right.
I mean, at some level that's absurd, but it's but at some level there's a truth behind it, right? I think the fact is that we're all looking for ways that we can be smarter, right?
Yeah.
And but I think the other thing that always excites me about technology is not losing the connectivity to the person. There's certain things that machines do better than people, but there's awful lot of things that people do better than machines.
Well, and I think that's where I'm beginning to see that marriage, right? Yeah. It's the connection of data, people, and process.
Yes.
Right? And it's just like that marriage is, or that stew is really becoming, you know, become to full boil, I think, you know? And I think it's really cool. Here's what I think is really cool, is that the dealers are thirsty for it.
They are.
You know what
they
I mean?
Are.
I mean, one of the coolest things, I hate to identify anything cool thing around COVID, but one of the things is that they learn that they need to be way more efficient in the dollars that they're spending and the marketing that they're putting out there. And they're looking at, you know, all of this opportunity and how to utilize this data, but also integrating this data from all these different places. You know, you're reducing spend, you're reducing waste, right? And you're getting way better engagement and results.
Agreed. It is that if we can take use technology to take the friction out and allow the people part of this business into it, right? Is that I think to some extent we got away, some by necessity during COVID, but we got away from that, the importance of the relationship with the end consumer, right? And now that we have an opportunity to start to use technology, take all the crap away, simplify things so that we still get back to the people-to-people thing. Because that's what's going to keep the consumer coming back. Take the friction out with technology. Train your people to take care of the customer and to understand what each individual is different.
Yes.
What you think about and like about a car or like about your car experience, different than mine.
Yes. Right? Well, and the cool thing is now having the people, those processes and those technologies to be able to cater to each and every individual's needs, to me, and I'd love to get your thoughts on it. I'm 100% convinced that the sales process is dead. Like, it is just dead. It's now a buying process that, you know, that the customers can throttle up, throttle down, and decide from a speed perspective how they want to kind of approach it.
I agree, but it's not a one size fits all.
But that's true. And that's, I think that's what we got to be focusing on right now. It's not one size fits all.
I mean, you and I are just getting to know each other, but based upon a little conversation we've had here, you're more of a sociable and I'm an analytic, right?
It was a perfect marriage.
Right? So you park here somewhere.
But, or on your orange shoes. Right?
Yes.
And it's important because the way you would sell a car or sell F&I or sell service to a social person is very different than the analytic. I want to see the data. I want to see the proof, right? You want to know what works for other people, right?
Exactly.
Right? And so the great thing is with the data, we're starting to be able to understand those things about people up front.
Yes.
I can look at your click stream and the things that you're starting to do on the web and make inferences, not just about the car you want, but how you want to buy a car, how I should engage with you.
And isn't that amazing how that enhances that experience? I know some amazing operators out there, some very proactive people, and they've always been chasing how to just better the experience. And like, here it is, we now have these keys to the door.
Right, and so you look and say, like, I used to live in Southern California, and a lot of the dealerships in Orange County, because you have those plethora of nationalities, right?
Yeah.
So you had the Vietnamese sales team, the Korean one, the Spanish-speaking one, and so forth, right? And that's all cool, because it's about speaking someone else's language, but even when the language is English, there's a different language, right? The language that I want to be spoken to and how I want to think about buying a car is very different than how you do, right? And so imagine in the world going forward where I can start looking at the click stream and I assign you the right salesperson because I know that your personalities will mash.
Yes.
Right? That's not far-fetched. It is possible today, right, to do that, right? So we just got to pay attention to those signals, right, and really think about put that customer in front of it. But it is about using technology to be more targeted in the communications that we have and to meet the customer where they are.
That's, you know what, and that is a great way to end our segment, because in effect should be the title of our entire chat today is meeting the customer exactly where they are. Right. Scott, hey man, this has been
so much fun. Great,
I really appreciate it. Hey, everyone out there watching and listening, thank you so much. You guys have an amazing day.
Great, thanks.